Merry Christmas, and on this Christmas Day, we're going to check in with an old friend, A.C. Wharton, who was the mayor of Memphis, Tennessee from 2009 to 2015. Mayor Wharton, thanks so much for being here, and Merry Christmas to you.
And Merry Christmas to you, and thanks for inviting me back. I always look forward to it.
Well, and Christmas is all about family, so let me start there, because I know this has been a difficult Christmas for you. You've recently lost some close family members. Tell us a little bit about them.
Yeah, you know, it's kind of odd. You know, I go to the gym early every morning, and I went to the gym one day and came back, and my wife told me that her brother had died, so I consoled her. I go to the gym 2 days later and come back, and she says, guess what? Your brother didn't make it. He died. So I don't think I'm going to the gym anymore. Yeah. But no, both of them lived good lives. My brother was an obstetrician over in Chicago, Illinois, and my wife's brother, my brother-in-law, was just really active in the community down in Lake Charles, Louisiana. As a matter of fact, he was known as the community voice, Lanny Roy, and my brother, Dr. Kenneth Wharton. With respect to my brother, briefly, when I made the memorial remarks, I said, what better time, if there's no good time to lose someone, but during the nativity. My brother spent his life delivering babies, and in my religion, this is the greatest season of all, the birth of a baby. And my brother-in-law, Lanny Roy, was active to the last minute. We went to visit him once during his illness. He was out in his van with a bullhorn telling folks to get out and vote. So they lived good lives. And when you have folks who lived good lives like that, you hate to see them go, but you know it's been well. And it's all balanced off by the birth of a sixth grandson. So, hey, life balances itself out. So I remain cheerful.
Well, congratulations on a new grandson, and thank you for sharing those memories. We often like to talk to you about all the things that are going on around the country, and I want to start by asking you about the economy there where you are in Tennessee. The U.S. economy has continued to expand over the last year. Interest rates very low, unemployment very low. How do things feel to you?
They feel good. The folks over at FedEx are keeping a wary eye out because of the international economy. But as we speak, things are sound, getting stronger every day. Unemployment is at an all-time low. We have a highly diversified economy, so it's really helped us out.
What about the politics that we've all been following day after day? Believe it or not, the Mueller report actually came out earlier this year. And then, of course, now we've been focused on impeachment. What are your thoughts on President Trump and impeachment?
Well, I think generally, Jeremy, there's just kind of an exhaustion without regard to which side you're on. In the core city of Memphis, I'm sure it's 95-100% pro-impeachment. Once you get outside the city limits and into West Tennessee and rest of the state, except the metropolitan areas like Nashville, it's probably anti or against impeachment. We are just like a microcosm of the nation, urban areas being for it, and the red areas outside the metro all against it.
Well, and as somebody like you who's been in politics for a long time, do you, as many Democrats do, feel that there's something bigger at stake here, that our entire democracy is at stake?
Oh, absolutely. As an attorney, I'm never prone to prejudge guilt or innocence. I always like to wait until all the evidence is in. I'll state it this way, that any time there's any kind of threat to our electoral process, that's big. I don't care whether it's Democrat or Republican, and that's, I think we need to keep our eye on that that ball. Put aside any personal dislike that you might have for the president, focus solely on the issue of is the risk of our form of government, democratic form of government, and voting and elections are at the core of a democratic form of government.
What's your prediction for this coming election in 2020?
Oh, I do believe that the Democrats have a good chance, and I'll tell you why. Folks are just exhausted. And I think folks have said, look, we need to just start over. I don't care who's in there. Let's just start over. We don't know whether the president is good or bad, but gee whiz, look at the furor that has surrounded his presidency. I think there'll be a pox on the White House without regard to who's at fault.
Who do you like on the Democratic side?
Well, I have to say that just because of my close relationship with, and keep in mind, I'm not telling you who I'm going to endorse or vote for, but Joe Biden and I go way back, not simply anything he did for me personally, but he was a big help to Memphis in getting funding for helping us clean up our sexual assault kits, lots of funds on the Violence Against Women Act. I've been in touch with him for years. I haven't talked with him recently. I think he's in tune with the needs of cities. But I was reading Sunday's New York Times and reading of Mayor Bloomberg's relationship with mayors across the country, and I looked at the grants they've received. Well, we received a grant larger than any of them. We were one of those $6 million cities. Hmm. So I'm keeping an open mind, but my tendency is loyalty tends to be with the vice president.
What do you think is going to be the best message, the most effective message for whoever the Democratic nominee is to convey to voters? What are going to be the issues that you think the Democrats should run on next year?
Most people deep down inside, Jeremy, are just wanting a return to civility. They just want some quiet. Without regard to who's causing the storm. It's like in times of war, the candidate who runs in terms of saying, look, I want to bring peace, peace to our world, peace to our country, generally that candidate's going to win. And I think that deep down inside, we're wanting peace, civility and tranquility, particularly those of us who have children and grandchildren. You used to tell your kids, hey, get off that computer, get off that gadget, go watch the news and learn something. I'm not very happy about telling my grandsons to go watch the news and learn something these days. It gives them such a negative view of what's going on in America that I think deep down inside we're all yearning for a just return to civility.
When you think back over 2019, what would you say is the story in the news? And as you say, the news can sometimes be difficult to look at, listen to, or watch. But what would you say is the story in the news that stands out to you as one of the most important things that happened in the last year?
Well, as rough, and this may seem inconsistent with my earlier answer, but the mere fact that our democracy still stands, the process is working, regardless of the acrimony. The silver lining is that in spite of it all, no one has fired a shot, no one has fought a wrestling match on the floor of the House or the Senate. It just means that, by God, this may be a rough and tumble thing, but the USA is a strong nation. I take heart in that. The vital signs are still strong.
Finally, Mayor Wharton, what are you most hopeful about in 2020?
I hope the economy will remain strong. I hope it will continue to move down to the lowest levels. I hope that we will all see that there is a clarion call to do something about the income disparity. I have no problem with the rich who are rich getting richer, as long as we all wake up and say, hey, wait a minute, I'm getting richer, but the poor are still getting poorer. I keep looking for that. I think that's the greatest danger to our democracy, our form of government, is the income gap. If you look at nations around the world, it's generally when the haves and have not get so estranged, those who have not just feel, hey, there's just no choice for me other than to resort to violence. So I am hoping, and I know that will favor the incumbent, which is fine with me. I don't care about that. As long as we continue to open our eyes and say, yeah, the economy is strong, but there are far too many folks down at the bottom, and that's a danger. That's a threat to our country, to our democracy.
That is A.C. Wharton, the former mayor of Memphis, Tennessee. Mayor Wharton, thank you so much. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
Jeremy, and the same to you. Take care.